Today's robots can build cars and explore underwater objects.
She's picking you up in half an hour.
But interacting with people is more complex than simply taking an incoming message, says Massachusetts Institute of Technology researcher Cynthia Brazil.
Social robots really interact with people in a way that feels much more like you're interacting with a someone rather than a something. And social robots are really designed to engage you in much more of an interaction that feels like a collaboration or a partnership.
At the Naval Research Laboratory near Washington, scientists are researching which features robots should have to be able to live with humans. Researcher Alan Schultz says social robots must be adapted to social situations.
You know, if you're going to have robots out in the wild, so to speak, they have to obey our norms, and they have to do things in a way that we expect so that we can move about our environment and not be interrupted by them or have to think hard about the fact that they're around us.
Social robots do not necessarily have to have a human face. Steve Cousins, the CEO of Savvy Oak Robotics in Cupertino, California, says their robot, called Butler, is already being tested in a hotel, delivering small items to people.
It's designed to be in human spaces and interact with people and around people. So it interacts with the front desk agent when they're sending it somewhere. It interacts with people on the elevator as it's going along, and it interacts with people at the door when the delivery arrives.
So far, social robots are limited to very simple tasks, like relaying messages or taking family photos. But Cynthia Brazil, who designed this one, says their abilities may be extended into many different domains.
Going deeper into things like education, like health and wellness, like aging independently and remaining connected to family, and entertainment and games and online services and so much more.
However, critics say until robots are capable of cleaning windows or cooking dinner, it will not make much sense to spend money on cute gadgets that can do something our smartphone is already capable of doing. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.